Good morning. This is Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti, talking today with Ann McGivern, who's here to tell us about the Washington Women's March as it comes to Sonoma County. Where's it going to be, and what are you going to do?
Oh, good morning, Bruce. We are going to rock and roll on First Street in downtown Santa Rosa. We're going to gather at noon on the steps of City Hall on First Street, and we will have a panel of marvelous speakers that is going to take about an hour and 15 minutes. And then we will have a 0.7-mile march through downtown.
So let's talk about the speakers. I understand that Congressman Huffman is one of the members on your list, but he's got a lot of company.
We have a powerful, dynamic, diverse panel that just is such a beautiful representation of Sonoma County. Ann Graybird, who is one of the founding members of the NAACP in Sonoma County, will be one of our speakers. Annie Dobbs Kramer, who's a well-known labor or activist with the North Bay Organizing Project, will be our MC. Alicia Sanchez, who has been a longtime Latino labor and farm worker activist and is
and a radio person.
And she is a radio person as well. She will be there, and she will speak in both English and Spanish. Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey, who used to represent our district, will be there. We have a young undocumented student from the junior college whose name is Enrique Yarse, and he's a young, dynamic, powerful speaker about immigrant rights and the undocumented and the need for sanctuary. We have a very dazzling surprise speaker, Bruce, which I won't tell you about.
Ah, a little bit of a last-minute surprise for those who show. How many people are you expecting to come out?
Well, it's very hard to tell, but we will not have fewer than 2,000 people, and we might have 4,000. It's just impossible to know. We have, on Facebook and other social media sites, about 2,300 people committed, and it's going up by 100 a day. But then I hear about people from Oakmont who are coming in buses.
Wow.
So I don't really know, but it won't be fewer than 2,000.
That should be quite a scene. In terms of message, is there any kind of a unified theme to this, or is it all sort of general raising issues of concern?
There is very much a theme. The whole Women's March in Washington started out as really a 2 a.m. idea about, I think, well, we women should just get together and march on Washington. And it happened, and they had no plane tickets and no reservations and no permits, and it went out there, and within 24 hours, people all over the country said yes, yes, yes. And since then, it has completely morphed into essentially a social justice movement for all of the people who felt disenfranchised by so much of the campaign rhetoric. People with disabilities and LGBT and just the undocumented people and immigrants and women in particular. So it's now a very large social justice movement. And there are now over 286 of these marches in the world. And the theme is the same almost everywhere now.
There are at least four that I know of in the Bay Area alone.
There are. There are several in California. There's Sacramento and San Jose and San Francisco, Oakland, San Luis Obispo. There's now one in Walnut Creek, the little town of Sonoma. It's just recently come up with
one. I
didn't
hear about that one.
There's San Diego.
So clearly this has struck a responsive chord in California, but it's not just a coastal thing, right?
Not at all. No, it's all over the Midwest. It's all over, you know, there's rallies in Mexico and Sweden and Switzerland and big cities and small cities.
Now, I want to squeeze this in before we run out of time here. This is all being organized by Sonoma County Stands Together for Women, which is a new organization you were telling me. Who are you and what's the focus?
We are a group of pretty much all ladies who got together after the election and created this event. And our purpose in getting together was just to create this rally. And we have no clue where we're going after this, if anywhere.
But you're all gathering on Saturday morning, right before noon, at the steps of City Hall.
We have some fabulous musicians. We have some women drummers. We have the Wings of Glory Gospel Choir from Petaluma and the wonderfully famous Hubbub Club out of Grayton, who's going to lead our march through the sidewalks of downtown Santa Rosa.
It all happens on Saturday morning, starting at noon on the steps of City Hall. And it sounds like if you go out, you'll have a lot of company. It'll be easy to find.